This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, visualizing economic inequality in America. In 1971, the Dutch economist Jan Pyn published an article that contained a very dramatic illustration of economic inequality. Pyn was writing about the British economy, but his thought experiment works even better for the current American economy. Let us imagine that every American is walking by in an hour-long parade. Let's also assume that everyone's height is proportional to his or her salary. The first ones to pass, those underemployed, working at odd jobs, would only be an inch high. Next, the spectators would see the fully employed making minimum wage, but they would be only a foot high. For the rest of the first hour, the spectators would observe most of America's workers, and they would still only be about 3 feet tall. Only after 45 minutes would the spectators start seeing Americans as tall as themselves, those in the upper class. During the last 6 minutes, the rich Americans in the economic parade would be shooting up in height at an astounding rate. Doctors and lawyers would be at least 20 feet tall, and CEOs and top financial managers would be looming above at 100 to 500 feet. Finally, America's billionaires would be marching in shoes whose soles are hundreds of feet thick. Libertarians who believe in unfettered free markets and who have profoundly influenced the Bush administration argue that this is simply the American dream in operation. Those who work hard, take risk, and make lots of money with their investments deserve to keep every penny they earn. However, the corollary to the American dream that anyone can accomplish this has been less true for decades. The social mobility and opportunities that allowed Andrew Carnegie to rise from rags to riches simply do not exist anymore. In fact, a young American's socioeconomic status is now the best indicator of that person's future in society. In a recent study in mobility between generations in rich countries, a full 40% of Americans have the sad prospect of remaining exactly in the same bottom fifth of the income scale. The odds of that happening in Denmark and Britain are only 25 and 30%, respectively. Education is the key to social mobility and economic progress, but more young Americans are finding that they can't even afford to attend public colleges and universities. In stark contrast is Denmark, where higher education students are given a $500 monthly stipend if they keep up their grades. Progressive income taxes, the highest in the world, allow European governments to make the investment in human capital that has produced the most successful societies in history. Young students without adequate health care obviously do not do well in school, and European governments make sure, unlike ours, that every one of their children has proper medical and dental care, with dentists practicing right in the schools. Contrary to a popular opinion, high taxes do not mean economic stagnation. 7 of the 10 most economically competitive countries are European welfare states with highly unionized workforces. Primarily because of its large budget and trade deficits, the U.S. has dropped to 6th place. America has been known as the land of the greatest economic opportunity, but unless both the native-born and immigrants have the sufficient education and access to health care, their American dream may turn out to be a long haul of long hours, low pay, poor health, and meager pensions. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.